أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you know, our previous sessions were devoted to the important issue of truthfulness. We defined truthfulness, we elaborated on the importance of truthfulness, and we explained in a somewhat detailed form the different functions and the various advantages of speaking the truth or truthfulness. This session will be devoted to a new topic. We will talk about keeping your promises. We talk about the importance of keeping promises. When we talk of promise, we talk of different kind of promises. We take into account what is called oath. We take into account what is called vow. All these things are different kinds of promises. When you give promise to do something or not to do something, you need to fulfill your promise. From the viewpoint of Islam, you are obliged to fulfill your promise. Don't underestimate your promises. Don't underestimate your oaths and pledges. Try to fulfill your promises, your oaths, and your pledges. Don't take any oath. Don't make any promise. But if you need to do so, then keep your promise. Fulfill your oath. It is a must from the viewpoint of Islam to fulfill one's promises and oaths. Islamically speaking, one cannot pass by this principle assuming that it is not necessary. We will now mention the Islamic documents that exist in this regard. The Holy Quran is very clear in regard with the issue of promise. It announces very openly that it is a must for every one of us to keep our promise and to fulfill our promise. Look at this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. It talks about different issues, this verse, including the issue of promise. It says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. Don't draw near to the property of the orphan. If there is an orphan, if there is a child who does not have a mother, and a father, then don't approach his or her property. إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن, except in a goodly manner. This exception is a very important exception. Don't make excuse saying that, okay, God has advised me not to approach the property of the orphans, therefore I'm not getting closer to the orphans and I don't have anything to do with the orphans. Don't make such an argument. Because God says, إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن, except in a godly manner. If you want to improve the condition of the orphan, if you want to do a service to the orphan, you are allowed to do so. And you are permitted to take such a measure. But of course, if you want to exploit the situation, you are not allowed to do so. Hatta yablugha ashuddah, until he reaches or he attains maturity. Unless he attains maturity. When the orphan attains maturity, then don't mingle with his activities. And let him do his or her activities. Because he or she is mature. When a person attains maturity, he is allowed from the viewpoint of Islam to do his activities or her activities. So before he attains maturity, you can take decisions on behalf of him. But once he is mature, then don't intermingle with his activities. Get distance. And then the Holy Quran says, وَأَوْفُ بِالْعَهْدِ, and keep your promise. Don't break the promises you make. إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا, you will be asked about your promises. You will be responsible to keep your promises. You are accountable because of this. So this verse, that is in Isra chapter, verse number 34, is an important verse. It includes many items. All these items are important for our social life. We need such commandments in order to manage our lives. Without these commandments, we may be able to manage our lives just as the Western societies do so. But of course, if you do something because God has ordered you to do so, and if you do such kind of things, of course you will be given sawab or blessings by God. But if you do such kind of things without such a hope, of course there will be no sawab or blessings. So this verse contains many important issues. First of all, the verse very clearly announces, don't draw near the property of the orphan. Don't get closer to the property of the orphan. Don't approach the property of the orphan. So you see, this, the expression is very delicate. Allah the Almighty does not say, don't use or don't exploit the property of the orphan. Instead, he says, don't get nearer to the property of the orphan. Here, there is some sort of exaggeration. We observe here some sort of eloquence. This exaggeration is very meaningful. Yes, because we are talking about the orphan. Orphan is deprived of having a father and a mother. And therefore, he or she is in need of respect. He or she is in need of self-esteem. And we must pay respect to him. And we must do whatever we can to improve his condition. And since the issue of the orphan is a very sensitive issue, therefore Allah the Almighty says, don't get closer to this area. Some areas are very sensitive. They say, don't get closer to this area. And the place, different signs here and there telling you not to get closer to the site. The site is very sensitive. The issue of the orphan is so. It is a very sensitive issue. We must not think that we must or that we should exploit the situation. We should not imagine the issue of exploitation. Not to speak of making use or physical involvement. And if we are supposed to do such certain things, then we must try to do things that are for the betterment of the situation. So the second point that this verse makes is that if we are to do certain things, we must make attempts, we must endeavor to improve the situation. For example, he has a property, and if the property is not put into use, it will be destroyed, it will be damaged. In order to prevent the occurrence of such kind of things, we can take measures on behalf of the orphan. We can do certain things. We can hire people to come and to bring some changes and to provide protection for the property. This kind of things is not bad. You can do such kind of things. The third point that this verse makes is that when you want to help the orphan, continue helping him to the extent he is mature. As soon as he attains maturity, then don't intermingle with his activities. Let him do his activities. Because if he does not do his activities, he will not learn. And if he does not learn, and if he does not acquire new skills, it will be very much difficult for him to live in the society. To live in a society is dependent on acquiring certain skills. And these skills cannot be acquired except through involvement and except through practice. So we must allow the orphans to do certain things and to learn through doing certain things. Of course, mistakes are there. And these mistakes can be minimized, if not eradicated, through practice and through exercise. And we should provide the orphan with the opportunity to exercise and to practice. The fourth item this verse is talking about is the point that is relevant to our issue. That is keeping your promise. Keep your promise. The verse is very emphatic about this. It is a commandment. It is an order from God. It tells us, try to keep your promise. If you make a promise, keep it. So promise is a general word. It takes different things. Your marriage contract is a promise. You promise to be a good husband or a good wife. And your partner also promises to be a good husband or wife. When you make a deal with others, your deal is a promise. You promise to make the payment, and your partner promises to give you the good. And of course, there are different sorts of promises, different sorts of contracts. All the contracts we make, all the deals which we make, are constituting different sorts of promises. All these promises have to be kept. All these promises have to be respected. One must not underestimate any one of these promises, because the society in which we live is based on the fulfillment of these promises. If these promises are underestimated, if these promises are not kept, if these promises are not fulfilled, then the society will not continue for long. A society in which promises are not kept will not continue for long. Such a society will not have a bright future, because the marriages will not continue for long. If there is no marriage, there will be no next generation. There will be no new generation. There will be no youngsters. There will be no youths. And if there is no manpower, there is no youngsters, and there is no new generation. So the human beings and mankind will perish. And as a result, it will be very much difficult for human beings to continue their lives and to continue their existence. Same is the case with the economic contracts. When you make an economic contract, these economic contracts have to be valued. They have to be respected. If they are not respected, if these promises are broken, then what will happen? As a result, there will be no economic deal. If there is no economic deal, there will be no business. And if there is no business, life will be difficult. You will not be able to find what you are in search of. There will be a scarcity of each and everything. The goods which you are searching for will not be available. And as a result, poverty will dominate, and life will be difficult. So you see, keeping promise, fulfilling one's oath is important. If we want to have a happy society, if we want to have a flourishing society, we must try to promote these lofty values. The promotion of these values will be in the interest of all. Everybody will be benefited by the promotion of these values. So let us try to keep our promises, and let us accept that it is very important to keep our promises. From the Islamic point of view, keeping one's promise is very vital and very important. And we are supposed here in this session to talk about the importance of keeping one's promises. We gave some points, and we want to give some extra points to prove that it is very important to keep our promises. From Islamic perspective, there is a mutual relation between keeping one's promise and being a religious person. If you want to be a religious one, then keep your promises. Then fulfill your promises. You cannot say that I'm a religious person, but I break my promises very easily. No. This is not true. According to Islamic documents, there is a mutual relation between the two. You are a believer. You are a faithful person only if you are a person who keeps his promises. If you break your promises without any logical justification, then it shows that there is something wrong with religiosity. There is a fault with your religiosity. You should review your religiosity. To find out the fault and to amend what is going wrong. And that is why the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, in a beautiful quotation says, لا دين لمن لا عهد له. He is not a religious person who does not keep his promises. A religious person is a person who keeps his promises. Look at this expression. If you are a religious person, it implies that you are a truthful person and you keep your promises. And when we find out that you, God forbidden, do not keep your promises, then we can conclude, we can infer from this that you are not a religious individual. So if you claim that you are a religious person, then try to keep your promises. When you make an appointment with some people to go to a place or to visit certain individuals, then try to be present at the location specified very timely. And try to be there on time. If you are not present there on time, it means you do not take your promise seriously. Look at Prophet Ismail, peace be upon him. He made an appointment with some people at a certain location. And as far as Prophet Ismail himself was concerned, he went to the location on time. But as far as his friend or his comrade was concerned, he did not come on time. But Prophet Ismail did not leave the location. He waited for him, not for one day or two, but for a complete year, to show that he is a person who keeps his promises. When God the Almighty saw this, He called him Sadiq al-Wa'd. He announced that you, Prophet Ismail, is you, Prophet, or a person who keeps his promises. Thank you very much.